Hello, everybody. How are you? How are you? So glad to have you here. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your ears and your time. I am absolutely astounded that it is the second to last week of 2022. That really just snuck up on us, didn't it? It feels like it snuck up on me, most certainly. So I'll set the scene. I am, drum roll please, at home. Yeah, I'm at home. I am in my makeshift wardrobe studio. I have not been here a lot this week. I think last week I was here so much at home working. And this week has been the polar opposite. If ever anyone wanted proof that this lifestyle was just insanity, I would just say listening to this from week to week surely serves as that. It's literally like one week you're not doing anything acting related, just kind of kicking it and, you know, doing independent work, you know, catching up, socializing. And then the next week it's like all systems go, go, go. Last minute booking this, last minute booking that. It's mental, but, you know, certainly not a complaint. Let's get into it.
This is In the Room with Adele James, and here is the unfiltered version of my story.
The present moment. You know what? I feel really kind of in the middle today. I don't know how to explain it. Not unhappy, not happy particularly, just very like steady, maybe is the right word, which is quite a nice way to feel, I think, actually, especially at this time of year, which is quite turbulent normally. I feel very steady. I've done all my shopping for Christmas Day. I know exactly what I'm doing next week. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel very steady. I think I've had such an unsteady week. And so to have what I presume will be a steadier week to look ahead to, that's making me feel quite calm. Yeah, that's nice. I feel steady. Check in with yourself, though. How are you feeling? This time of year is always a bit of a funny one for people, I think. Very extreme emotions come out at this time of year, I find. So yeah, do just check in with yourself for a moment and just acknowledge what it is that you are feeling. Positive, less positive, somewhere in the middle like me today. Just check in. And without further ado, I think let's just go right on in to the outtakes. So I only really have one thing this week that I want to talk about. And that thing is time. I've talked about time before, mostly in my thanking you for your time, because time is the most precious resource that there is. It's the only thing that doesn't come and go. You know, it's the only thing that once it's gone, it's gone. So I'm always really grateful that you would spend any amount of time listening to me talk about what's going on in my life, trying to navigate being an actor and a human being and all those other good things. But the reason I want to talk about it this week is because I think the week that I had last week gave me a really important insight into how it's possible to spend my time, how I want to spend my time. You know, I was saying that last week I was thinking and doing a lot of work on who I want to be, how I want to be, what I want to be remembered for, what my values are. And I think all of that has a really direct impact on how you then spend your time. And I was looking back at my diary for the last few weeks, and I am the kind of person who needs like color coding, and my diary is very detailed. It's every day is broken down into half an hour slots, except for Saturday and Sunday, which honestly drives me bonkers, but that's fine. And it's all color, everything is color coded, like what I do with coaching, that's one color. And then when I write, that's another color. And then acting jobs, that's another color. And then other types of work, that's another color. And then social activity, that's another color. And basically, it helps me do two things. One, very quickly identify which part of my brain I need to switch on at whatever time of day to be able to move through certain tasks. But two, and most importantly, and I haven't really thought about this for a while, although this is obviously originally why I did start doing it, is to see how balanced my weeks are. How much time am I giving to different areas of my working life? How much time am I giving to recreation and social activity? And what's the balance between the two, right? Work-life balance. So yeah, I was looking at my diary and actually, like, last week is probably the most balanced week I've had. And that was really nice. And, you know, it's really interesting making the connection between how we spend our time and how we're feeling and what our emotions are, what our emotional state is. There are habits that I have when I'm feeling lower that when I'm feeling better and I just start doing those things, I'm like, okay, either this is a warning sign that we're going back into that place, or this is a hangover that we can just deal with now because we're feeling better. And ironically, actually, what did I say before? Things don't change unless you change. Sometimes it happens in reverse order. So sometimes I'll make a change on how I'm spending my time. For example, the week that I spent doing life coaching, and that was a change from the outside in. Right? It was the way that I was choosing to spend my time was directly impacting my mood and the way that I felt about myself and about the world around me and yada, 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 my relationships, all of that kind of stuff. So time, anyway, a very, 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 very important resource. You will never get it back. This moment, it's gone. That moment, it's gone. This moment, it's gone. It's constantly moving, like, without, whether you like it or not, it's happening. And I think what's empowering within that is then knowing that you have the ability to choose how you're going to spend each moment. Being able to balance out my diary, being able to be in control of how much time I give to certain things. I've had to go back to putting a timer on social media apps. Well, specifically Instagram. I don't really use Twitter on my phone, certainly. I still have an account, but it's just not a space I like to engage with. So, and yeah, I don't really go on any of the social media, but Instagram, when I tell you, boy, I can spend so much time on there. And for me, it's really come to represent the scrolling that I can kind of fall into doing. It has really come to represent not being in a healthy place in my mind. I've really come to associate those two things as mutually exclusive. Like, I'm trying to escape. It's actually like quite a common thing that people who are struggling with depression currently do. They look for ways to escape their own mind, and social media scrolling is one of the classic now modern ways of doing that. And so even though I don't feel like I'm depressed at the moment, I do find myself kind of scrolling and scrolling, and then I'm like, this makes me feel like I'm going backwards, I suppose. I hope that that makes sense. So in any case, it's a habit that I've fallen into because of where I was mentally, and that it's now stuck. And I am not really okay with actually losing hours of my life to a social media app. Now, one thing I have done to combat that is I followed a lot of what I would say are healthy accounts. So therapists and astrology accounts, because I love that. I love my hyper-realistic cakes, which anybody who follows me on Instagram will know. Obviously, I do have a business. I have a coaching business and a podcast. So there is a bit of time that I must devote to social media for that reason, checking on how the business is doing and making sure that everything's kind of running smoothly there. But other than that, I really don't need to be on it. I don't need to be on it for hours of the day, every day. So I've had to go back to having a having a timer on it, which, you know, at first I was honestly a little bit embarrassed about, but they are senselessly addictive. They are made to be addictive. I mean, thank goodness I've never downloaded TikTok, because I don't think I would ever look up from my phone. And, you know, I've noticed that there were times when I would be looking at my phone and Instagram would be open and I wouldn't even remember having opened it. And that scares me, you know. So I'm really proud of that. That thing's not controlling me anymore. I'm now the one that's in control of whatever it is that's going on. You know, I've had a lot of last minute jobs come in, as I said before, all acting jobs as well. One role play and one play workshop reading type job, which was really exciting. And it meant a lot of juggling and a lot of, I'd gotten into a bit of a rhythm, and now I had to completely break that rhythm, as we often do as actors or freelancers in general. But ultimately, even though there was still a lot of last minute things going on, I still have felt like the balance of my week was in my control, was my thing to control. That might sound a bit idealistic. If you're on Panto right now, you know, balance is not so easily achieved. If you're on a big filming job, again, balance is not so easily achieved. all you can control is what you can control, but there is always something that you can control, even if it's just allowing yourself the time to watch a program and totally switch off just before you go to bed, or when you first get up in the morning, just doing a little bit of something that's for you, some yoga, some movement, making yourself a really nice breakfast, you know, whatever it is. Balance is really important, and it's not so easily achieved all the time, but at least if you're making a conscious effort to achieve it, you'll be a lot closer than if you weren't. Yeah, time, it's definitely something interesting to think about, like, how are you prioritizing your time? Because we're all doing it, even if we're doing it subconsciously. The way you spend your week is ultimately a choice. How do you prioritize your time? What tools, what things can you use to help you prioritize your time better? Because the human will is incredible, but it's not easy. It's not easy. And I don't think there's any shame in having help, personally. And I certainly need help managing things and staying on track and keeping accountable. It's easier for me to see how something is going, to be able to measure it clearly, visually, like with the screen time app on the iPhone, like with the diary being color-coded. It's easier for me to measure the progress of something if I can see exactly how that thing is working and how it's developing over time. So something for you to think about. Perhaps do you need to shift some priorities somewhere, or reevaluate what you're doing to maximize your time so that it aligns more with your values, with what it is that you want, with how you want to live, especially as an actor, especially as a freelancer, especially.
Actors and non-actors alike, we are busy, busy people. So my coffee lovers, it is my great pleasure to tell you, coffee cup in hand, about the wonderful London Nootropics. London Nootropics make adaptogenic coffee blends that are designed to help you stay balanced and flow through your day. They give you all the benefits of regular coffee whilst minimizing the side effects such as jitters, anxiety and crashing that I often experience so much with regular coffee. You can find your flow and be your best self too with London Nootropics Adaptogenic Coffee, and you can do so with 15% off any order using the voucher code ADELEJ, that's ADELEJ, on londonnootropics.com exclusively. That's London, NOOTROPICS.com. This is my absolute favourite and go-to coffee nowadays for such a busy lifestyle. I hope you guys enjoy.
If you do want to order London Nootropics coffee for a loved one this Christmas or for yourself, just be aware that the last day for Christmas orders is Tuesday, the 20th of December. You get free delivery on orders over £30. Head to londonnootropics.com using the code ADELEJ and get yourself or someone you love the gift of the best coffee in the world, in my humble opinion. For making our way this week, it's kind of an extension, actually, of what we've already been talking about. A few weeks ago, somebody asked me, what do I do when I am not working on a job? Presumably, they mean an acting job. And my answer, honestly, was whatever I can manage. Whatever I can manage that isn't going to send me into a despair, basically, about the fact that I'm not working on an acting job. And, you know, the fact is, when I'm on a job, I'm probably not going to see my friends and family very much, if at all. So spending time with my friends and family, that's really important to me when I'm not working. Trying to prioritize them. Most jobs that I've had have not been extremely flexible, or they've been like in another country, for example, or another city in the UK. And it's like, well, apart from FaceTime and phone calls and texts, I can't really get quality time with these people while I'm doing certain jobs, especially like touring and things like that. So that's a big one for me. Working, you know, I might not be working on an acting job, but I'm still working. A lot of coaching. Next week, I've got so much coaching going on. And maybe other odd jobs like role play, market research, little bits and bobs that just help to supplement the income, pay my bills, pay my rent. I've actually started a new hobby. So I started pole dancing in the summer at the end of July, which I love. So I do that once a week where I can. Can't believe I haven't had a hobby for so many years up until now, but that's become a massive priority for me, is doing something simply for the love of it, something that I can see myself progressing in, but simply for the love of it. And yeah, but what I would What I really wanted to say in answer to that was, because I guess the question is, what should I do when I'm not on an acting job? Whatever keeps you sane, that's what you should do. Do those things and just enjoy the time that you have not working on an acting job, because as soon as you're booked on another acting job, that will pretty much become your life. It just does. It always does. You'll be in a bit of a bubble with those people and with that project. And that's such a beautiful thing, because it only exists in these like capsules of time sporadically throughout the years. So yeah, do what makes you happy. What are the things that you can only do because you're not working on an acting job? Do those things. Travel. I'm so excited to go away this new year on my own. Something I've never done. I mean, I have traveled on my own, but not just to travel, only to do things, work or study or, you know, see people, see friends. But this is literally, I'm just going to have an experience going somewhere on my own. I'm absolutely terrified, but I'm also so excited, and it's going to be a real personal challenge for me. And I can't do those things when I'm working because it's so consuming because I'm so involved with that job. So what are the things that you can only do when you're not working on an acting job? Those are the things to be doing. Go and experience life. Have fun. If you want to contribute to a future Making Our Way segment, you can join the last Q&A of the year on Friday. That will be the last one for the year because the week after that I'm going to be abroad, and that will be taking place on the Instagram stories of the coaching business, In The Room Coaching, ITR Coaching on Instagram. Or you can send an email to itrpod@stepintotheroom.co.uk. I would love to hear from you. Please do reach out.
Oh, my love, before we go on, I just wanted to ask very quickly if you might be able to hit the like button, the subscribe button, the follow button, the rate button, whatever the platform allows for. 5 stars would be so awesome and a cheeky review, but whatever you think is fair is great too. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Sorry to kill the vibe.
And that's it, people. And that is it. My self-care intention for this week is going to be to sit down with my diary today, Sunday, and sort out next week. I've got a lot of work on. I've got a lot of coaching, as I said before. And obviously we've got family time on Sunday with Christmas. But I would like to figure out where else I can kind of see some people in my life that I love without overwhelming myself. It's the last week I'm going to get to see anybody before the new year, because I'll be going away next week. And yeah. That's it, really. Just find some balance and enjoy the balance. That's the big thing. Not only find the balance, but just enjoy the moments when I get to work, the moments when I get to coach, enjoy the moments when I get to see my friends, enjoy the moments that I get to spend with my family. I mean, we never know from one year to the next what, you know, this time of year is going to look like. The Christmas I had last year is nothing like the Christmas that I'm having this year. And so I just want to really enjoy this time for what it is this year and be present in it. And I hope you enjoy yourself too, whether you celebrate Christmas or not. I hope this is a time that you get to spend with people that you love, and that, you know, work is going strong, but not so strong that it's taking over. So yeah, thank you once again for your time, for your ears. It means the world, as I've said again and again and again, and I will continue to say again and again and again. And I look forward to speaking to you again very, very soon indeed. That's all from me. Lots of love. Mwah.